listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
1 hour on the books already. Oh, we're having so much fun on this Jute number 25. Vic and Nathan on vacation. Michael Regi, Hanford Dixon, enjoying being with you, having a chance, opportunity to dialogue with all of you and kind of get into all the things that are happening National Football League-wise and, of course, Cleveland Browns-wise. I want to remind you once again that this is a Mailbag Wednesday. We want your thoughts on Twitter a little bit later on in the show. If you hashtag mailbag, our producer Jason Gibbs will have you front and center. ClevelandBrowns.com is your most trusted source for Browns news, plus the latest photos and videos. That's straight from the source. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. All right, let's head to our Ohio Business Machines hotline from our good folks at OBM and say hello to a gentleman that's we put a lot of miles on during a fabulous career in the offensive line for your Cleveland Browns, and he's put a lot of miles geography-wise on during the course of the last couple of months. As we say hello to number 73 from the Cleveland Browns Radio Network, the outstanding color analyst, Doug Deacon. How you doing, Deke?
I'm doing doing fine, but like Hanford, I think the rain chased him off the golf course, too.
Both you guys got run off the links today. What
Sometimes
a shame.
Sometimes you got to suck it up and play with pain, though.
Yeah, of course you did, always. What's new with that? But Deke, for those that have not, because I just alluded to it, for those that have not heard you speak of, you had a chance to travel abroad, and you were on a trip to China. Just tell everybody that experience and give us a sense of that culture and what you were able to derive from. Quite an education, was it not, Doug?
Yeah, it was a great education. It was a wonderful trip sponsored by State Auto. But the thing I think about it is, when you go abroad and you start seeing what other people the number of people over there in China is just amazing, I guess, and the amount of building that they're doing, especially in the Shanghai area, was just, I think the quarter of the world's cranes are over there, and, it was very enjoyable. I don't know, if it's, my next trip, I think will be someplace else, but to have dinner on the Great Wall of China was, something special.
Right.
Deke, I tell you what, over in China, I've never been, but it's on my bucket list, as we would say. But was the food? I mean, is it just pretty much the same as the Chinese food you eat here? I don't know. What?
Not exactly. Do you like duck beak?
No.
How about webbing? Do you like duck webbing?
No.
We can get you some real nice dinners over there. It's guaranteed to keep your weight down.
Absolutely.
Doug, I think I'll pass. I think I'll move on to football now since you got me with that one.
Doug Beak and Doug Webbing.
Doug, we had Ross Turco on earlier, and I asked him a question about obviously Joe Thomas, and I said, Ross, is he as good as he looked to our peers? And his thing was, he said, yes, but he liked to see him be a little bit more physical, but not raw. I mean, that's not Joe's style of play, is it?
Well, no. I think the thing about it is, in this league, you got to learn the pass block, and that's Joe's strong suit. Joe is, obviously one of the top pass blockers in the league, if not the best, at the left tackle position. And a lot of the run game comes with the running back, and I think what they're going to go, when they start doing the zone blocking. I think, that'll fit, Joe and the rest of the offensive linemen very well. But, very few guys, are powerful and great pass blockers. It seems like when you get powerful, your feet stop moving, and that causes problems. And I think Joe has got a nice, combination of the ability to run block and just a great pass blocker.
Doug, I have one other question for you. You guys took a lot of pride, obviously, in your pass blocking, but also in run blocking. Where do you see the running game going in today? Because, I don't know, very seldom. I mean, Mike, do you see a guy over 1,000 yards or 1,200 yards today? Where do you see that going, Doug?
Well, I think, you know, you got to have a balance of some sort. And, you know, not only just for the sake of, you know, running the football, but also to slow down the pass rush. You know, you've been on the defensive side. You know, if you're in a passing situation, you know, you might as well get drool bibs for your defensive linemen, because they're just that's what they look for, you know, situations where they don't have to play to run. But if you have a sufficient running game, then all of a sudden they just can't tee off. And I think, you know, it's very important, you know, in that regards, because, you know, so often you get, you know, down by, you know, a touchdown or two, and then the next thing you know, you're throwing the ball, you know, 20 times in a row, and that's tough on the offensive line.
Browns Radio Network color analyst Doug Deacon joining us here on At Cleveland Browns Daily as we're driven by Liberty Ford. Deke, we are going to swing over to the other side because I always enjoy your insights, having played in the offensive trenches so much, but on your perception of the other side of the football. Here we have Mike Pettine coming in with Jim O'Neill, Deke, and we know this is about an aggressive attacking defense. They led the NFL in four different important categories last year in Buffalo. Now, no, they weren't above 500, but, Doug, do you see this in this style that they're going to employ and the way they want aggressiveness and be in a constant virtual attack mode? Do you think that this is going to play well with the personnel here, and are they going to readily adapt to this type of style of defensive football?
Yeah, I think they will very well, especially, you know, with the addition of Gilbert at the other cornerback. You know, now you've got two guys that can play man, you know, all day long, and then mm-hmm. you throw in Buster Screen and some of the other, you know, guys that they have, you know, that are going to be challenging for that nickel slot. You know, I think that, you know, they've got the secondary set. You know, they've got the experience at the safety and Whitner. And, you know, there's a, you know, one of the guys that, you know, didn't play last year that kind of impressed me in training camp was Aubrey. And I think he's a guy that, you know, is probably going to show up during training camp this year. Then you get to the, you know, the key position is who can rush the passer. And I think, you know, the combination of Jabal Sheer and Kruger and Mingo, you know, if Mingo can take that next step, then, you know, you can rotate them, keep people fresh. You know, that's something I think that Butch Davis started when he was the defensive line coach down in Dallas. And, you know, it's, you know, if you're an offensive lineman, you're going to play all 60-some plays of the game. Now, if you're an outside linebacker and you're a pass rusher, you know, and you got a rotation, you're always going to be fresh. So the advantage goes to the defensive side there. And then you go inside, and, you know, you got Phil Taylor, you got Ruben. You know, both guys are just really solid against the run. And Bryant, you know, we didn't get to see a full season of him, but, you know, we saw, you know, sparks of him as a pass rusher. And, you know, there's other guys, you know, they got some depth there, too. You know, you got Billy Wynn, who's very versatile. You can give, you know, gives your defense a lot of flexibility. And, you know, the guy Kitchen, I mean, he doesn't look like Phil Taylor, but I tell you what, he plays like him.
He can run, too. Yeah. Gets the job done. John Hughes as well.
John Hughes is another very adept
at playing up and down the defensive line.
You know, a lot of people, Doug, you know, question that draft choice of John Hughes, but, you know, he's been a very good football player.
Yeah, really everybody has. Said, who's he? What's he all about? And you're absolutely right, Deke. We found out what he's all about. A very, very stout football player.
And I like John. He gives you everything he has.
I do. Too.
But Doug, talking about Mike Pettine, I mean, obviously, when you think of him, you think of a tough, tough football coach, a coach that's not going to let the players get away with a lot. It's going to hold them accountable, and I think you need that type of coach. Let me ask you, do you think the guys in the past, the coaches we've had, felt that they can get away with more than what they are going to be able to get away with today?
Well, I don't know, you know, it's a matter of getting away with something, you know, it's just, you know, do what you normally would do as long as it's legal. And I think, you know, the key is he wants people that are just tough football players. He wants to play a physical game of football. And, you know, one way to be successful in the NFL is discipline. I mean, you know, I think, you know, I go back over my career and I look at the number of guys that I played with and the great ones. And very, you know, I don't think Ozzie Newsome was ever fined. I don't think Paul Warfield was ever fined. You know, the Hall of Famers, Gene Hickerson, probably was never fined. But, you know, it's you know, that kind of discipline. You know, Clay Matthews probably never got fined once in his life because, you know, that's the way their principles are, and it carries over. You know, not only, you know, as far as getting fined, but also it carries over in regards to responsibilities and doing what they're supposed to be doing on certain plays.
Deke, talk about this quarterback battle. Obviously, Brian Hoyer is our starter. Manziel, we know all the hype, but are you looking forward to this battle in training camp?
Yeah, I think, you know, you're looking forward to seeing how they do when, you know, you're playing a preseason game. And even that is just, you know, level one, as you know, because it gets so vanilla that it sometimes can be a little easier for a quarterback than when all of a sudden, you know, you're looking at the other side of the field and there's Bill Belichick, you know, trying to find some way to mess you up. So I think, you know, when you go to when you go into the training camp, you try to absorb as much as you can. And for, you know, Johnny Manziel, he's got a lot to learn. You know, in college, he was able to freelance and make plays. You know, I think the NFL game is much more disciplined in that regards. And I think, you know, he's going to have to learn to become a grinder and, you know, just make sure that, you know, when he sees something, you know, he knows what to do. And, you know, I've the quarterbacks that we've seen that have been successful, you know, Bernie Kosar, he was, you know, the strong suit of his game was his mind. And same with Brian Sipe. I mean, both guys, you know, they anticipated what the defense was going to do, and that's, you know, that's helped them because then you get to play faster.
Deke, talking about training camp, 1 month away from when we start finding out about some of these things that Mike Pettine wants to employ. So, Deke, what we can find you at nothing but the finest Cleveland area golf courses and country clubs for this next month? Is that how you're going to finish out your vacation this summer?
Pretty much. That and weddings. But
weddings?
It seems like every weekend's a wedding now.
Okay. Well, it's not your wonderful son or daughter that's getting married.
No. My son got married a couple years ago.
But right.
No, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, as a football player, you know, those guys that, you know, after mini camp, you know, it's what they do now in this last month that, you know, can make a difference. I mean, you know, the one thing you want to do is make sure when you go to training camp, nobody's in better shape than you are.
Hey, Mike, a word on the street, Deke is hitting it good, too.
Is that right?
No,
it doesn't surprise me at all.
No, trust me.
What about the short game, though, Deke?
None of it's good right now. I had to take a year off. And
it's that trip to China that did you in.
No, it was the rotator cuff surgery the year before.
Doug Deacon, always appreciate your time, buddy. We'll look forward to chatting again here before we get together on July 26th. It's coming up real quick.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks so much. Okay. Doug Deacon, he and Hanford. What, you guys were together for 4 years, I believe. What?
You're exactly
four
right.
Years,
and he
Doug
just harassed me all the time.
Did he? You know.
You know he had a little story.
I didn't want to say this to Deke, but I almost did. You know what he was going through? All the guys said, well, they never got fined. I noticed he didn't mention you. That wasn't fine.
Hey, I play corner. You know how those cornerbacks are.
You're prima donna cornerbacks.
You know what Deke did to me, though? I'll say this really quick. My first year in the league, Deke taped my tag up, and he wrote on the back of it, I'm a rookie, and the police pulled me over, and I was wondering why he's pulling me over. He called me a rookie.
Is that
and
right?
Yeah, and I said, I'm not a rookie. He said, you look at your tag. Doug Deacon did that to me.
Deacon got your license plate?
Yes.
Nice. I like that one. That's good stuff. Speaking of rookies, we're going to hear from a couple of them with regard to Johnny Manziel. When we get back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, two of his Texas A&M teammates, Jake Matthews and Mike Evans, will give you their 411 on the legend that was Johnny Manziel at Texas A&M. Reggae at Dixon in for Carucci and Zagura. More Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Coming up, don't go away.